chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Amen and amen. Hey, welcome to yet another edition of Sunday Worship here on this 18th day of February 2018. Joey Kroll here with you. Are you having yourself a wonderful weekend? We are inching closer and closer to spring. I'm looking forward to that. That is for sure. Hope you're having yourself a great week. And I got my cup of coffee here, and I got God's Word here, and spending some time here with you as we prepare our hearts and minds on Jesus. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is all about Jesus, really. It's we focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, looking at the next 30 or so minutes, got some wonderful Christ-centered music, including this one. It's Lifeway Worship and "Come Thy Fount, Come Thy King," here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Lost in utter darkness.
thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you here. I got my cup of coffee, enjoying my fellowship here with you this morning. And Dr. Al Mohler, the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, offers these thoughts on truth in our day. He says, according to postmodern theory, truth is not universal, is not objective, or absolute. Every culture establishes its own truth. All truth is socially constructed. Truth is made and not found. Boy, isn't that true of the culture and society that we live in today? Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? In John 18, and just a few hours earlier, Jesus answered that question when he was talking to his heavenly Father. In John 17, he says, your word is truth. Friend, what was true yesterday is true today and will be forever. Don't wonder what is true. Turn to the one who is true and the truth. Listening to Sunday Worship.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. And age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning.
Today's edition of Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll with you. I pray that you're doing well here on this Sunday. And I'll tell you what, some people just have a way with words. I love this from Charles Spurgeon. He said, "Prayer and praise are the oars by which a man may row his boat into the deep waters of the knowledge of Christ."
Up his sleeves, the angels putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
sky with stars in the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. That's right. We've come to lift up the beautiful, holy, set-apart name of Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you. You know, many city dwellers who visit the countryside comment on how bright the stars are compared to where they live in the city. And in reality, though, the stars haven't gotten brighter. Rather, the darkness surrounding them has gotten darker, making them stand out. And being a Christian friend in the world today can be discouraging. Can I get an amen on that? But just as the stars shine brightest when developed by pitch black night sky, the light of Christ should be most radiant, friend, in our lives when we are surrounded by the darkness of this day and age. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven."
I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Do we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I am pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure, that His joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes with the morning. So I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame. Joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I am pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure, that His joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes with the morning. Yeah, I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame. Joy of the Lord. Yeah. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Yeah, Daryl Evans, I'm trading my sorrows right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you. Man, oh man. I mean, looking at that clock there, it's telling me that our time is winding down. That was quick, a little too quick. But hey, I do appreciate just your time and your attention and the fellowship today, as I do each and every Sunday. You can always catch up with me. I love to hear from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Well, be sure to start your Monday off right tomorrow. Mark Burns in the studio for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. And if you happen to miss it, always go back to the audio archives portion of our website at greatnewsradio.org. So be sure to tune in tomorrow morning and be blessed. Hey, until next time, friend, just remember, as you go out and about for the rest of this Sunday and this week, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.